We're introduced to two characters in this week's parasha, Paro and Moshe. And compare and contrast the qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu and the qualities of Paro. In fact, Moshe wasn't really his real name. Moshe was the name given to him by Bas Paro, the daughter of Paro. And the question is, why do we use that name? I understand in the beginning of the parasha they use that name. But when he grows up, why still use the name of Moshe? Why not use one of his other Yiddish names? And the Yisod is, which is the Yisod of Moshe Rabbeinu, is the Yisod of Hakaras HaTov. And there is no statute of limitations. For Bas Paro saving his life, so he never forgot her. So how one way measuring stick, how do you leave the name? By calling Moshe, oh yeah, Moshe. Because I mean, on my image, I was taken out of the water, and you think of the tremendous act of Bas Paro. So therefore, Moshe always wanted Hakaras HaTov on his mind. And that's the lesson the Torah is teaching us, keeping the name Moshe. We find as well, when God told them to go to Mitzrayim to get the Jews out of Egypt, so first he went to Yisro to tell him that he was going to Egypt to let his people go. So the Chazal tell us, not only, he wasn't really telling Yisro, but it was Derech Eretz. He was asking Yisro. In other words, he had a Karas HaTov for what Yisro did. When he saved him in Midian, he had a place to go to. So he wanted to show us a Karas HaTov. He wanted to pack out. He asked permission before. So we see the two incidents with Moshe. Keeping the name Moshe and asking permission from Yisro, we see the Midah of Hakaras HaTov was a key element in Moshe. In contrast to Paro, it says, "Shelo yada yaka melech chadash al mitzrayim shelo yada es Yosef." What do you mean, "Shelo yada es Yosef"? The Rashi quotes from Chazal the two different opinions. He didn't know him at all. He was a new king, or no? Of course, he was there, but he made it like he didn't know him. Because how could you not know him? Paro, Mitzrayim wouldn't exist. They would have died from the famine. They wouldn't have been in the same condition. Yosef kept on saying, Yosef was well known, so therefore we see that Paro had the mid of Kafoy Tova, the opposite of Hakaras HaTov. The opposite of Hakaras HaTov is Kafoy Tova, and we see Paro, he denied all the good that Yosef did to him, and not only did he deny it, he ended up paying good with bad. He made the Jewish people slaves. In fact, we find that later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go out, he says, "I want them to go to my God." Asher lo yadati es Hashem. I don't know this God. So again, to Chazal tell us as well that it works both. I mean, if you don't have a Karas HaTov for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to have a Karas HaTov for people. I guess the reverse as well. It's unlikely if you don't have a Karas HaTov for people, you're not going to have Hashem either. But that's the first step. And that's what Moshe Paro denied. And we know, you don't know this God. Yosef, his whole life, was saying, when he was in jail with the dreams, he always says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in charge. So how could you not know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So therefore, we see again, of course, he knew Hashem, but it was the Midah of Kafoy Tova, of denial. And that's the compare and contrast. And that's what we see. In fact, that's what we do every Friday night. We try to at least have a weekly reminder when we make the Kiddush, we cover up the challah. Many reasons why, but one of the reasons given is because if you had bread during the meal, then you'd make a Bor Pir Gafen later. But since on Friday night you need to make Kiddush, so therefore you have to cover up the bread because the bread's usually the king, and therefore you don't want to, so to speak, embarrass the bread. So the bread, which has no feelings, and nevertheless, you went ahead and you cover it up. How much more so when you're dealing with people? In fact, that's the yisod that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says. How could, when Moshe refused to tell God, I can't destroy Midian. So how did Moshe know he, like, that's not what it's impossible that God meant that, because Rav Chaim Shmuel always points out that when God tells Moshe, it has to be you. He's fighting and like Aaron doing, no, you're the one. And yet, when it came to the first three Makas to destroy Egypt, he gave it to Aaron, because Aaron had to do the first three, Damas, Fadeir, and Kenan, because the Midav HaKaris HaTov, like the Nile River saved me, the frogs are coming out of the water, and the earth that covered the dead body saved me, gave me a chance to get out. So, Ephraim Shmulev says, I thought he said Moshe has to do it, not Aaron. But it's understood that obviously you can't go against the Midah of HaKaris HaTov. The world was created on HaKaris HaTov. That voracious befell Yisrael should nick voracious. And that's the sort of, that's what Yehudim, from the word Yehuda, to admit you have to have HaKaris HaTov. And in fact, that's the famous Maisa with Rabbi Schwab when he was in Slobodka. So they didn't have too much money then. So he used to go around. So he used to go to the Mashkiach. They went to the Alto Slobodka and borrowed money. So when he came back, different versions of the story, but I'll go with this one now. So when he gave him the money, he said, thank you. So he said, don't say thank you. Ribbis Dvarim, like it's a form of interest. He said, okay. So after he came back, he brought back the money, he just gave him back the money. So the Altos Bakas said, then there's no thank you. So Rav Shav said, what's going on? And when I didn't say thank you, you went psycho on me. When I did say thank you, you went crazy on me. And now I don't say thank you, you're going crazy on me. He said, no, really, of course, you can't say thank you because of Ribbit Zvarim. But I didn't see you struggling with it. I didn't see you feel the tremendous feel of HaKaris HaTov, and what could I do? Maybe in this case, Halacha says I can't say it. But I didn't see HaKaris HaTov isn't with words, it's actually it's the feeling, the HaKaris HaTov. That's the story of Henkin, when they used to have telegrams with different words, and you only could fit either thank you or please, and thank you in Yiddish is one word. He said, which word should I leave out? And he said, of course you leave out, please is nice, but you leave that out. That's just a nice way of talking. Thank you is a chiyav of HaKaris HaTov. And we know when it comes to HaKaris HaTov, there's no one else who could do it for you. As the Avi Drum points out, that by when we have a Shliach Sibur, he dives into everything, except he doesn't say, he does say it, but we say our own modem derabanan. So the question, the question is, why by modem derabanan is that the exception? When it comes to modem, we all say it our own, because modem anachnu lach, we recognize, acknowledging HaKaris HaTov. When it comes to HaKaris HaTov, you got to do it yourself. You can't have someone else. And that's the Yisrael. Compare and contrast the Jewish leaders, Moshe and Paro. Paro was a kafi tova. We have to emulate the Midah Moshe Rabbeinu, the Midah of HaKaris HaTov.